Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
Some of us are waiting for a specific word from God for us to take hold of His promises, enter into our callings, or fulfill our destinies. Sometimes we don't realize that the time has come, and today, my friend, God is declaring that it's time to take action. Then Joshua asked them, "How long are you going to wait before taking possession of the remaining land the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has given to you?" Joshua 18:3. This land isn't uniquely reserved for others more qualified or older in the faith than you. And if you're not totally convinced, allow me to remind you that as a child of God, you have received a glorious inheritance. When your physical eyes cause you to think the opposite, adopt the view of faith and be led by the Spirit. Don't attach any importance to what hasn't yet concretely manifested in your life. Resist dream thieves and peace thieves. Believe steadfastly in His promises, because what God says, His hand accomplishes. My friend, it's time to rise up, get started, and take possession of the promises that God has in store for you. If fear is blocking or slowing you down as you are moving forward in His plans of peace, I invite you to proclaim aloud that you are an heir of God, a co-heir with Christ. You are filled right now with His strength, His anointing, and His courage. Don't wait any longer. It's time to enter, starting today, into your destiny, the one God prepared before you were born. Be reassured, God is with you and in you, as Patricia testifies to us here. I've really grasped the fact that God is my source, and that without Him, I am nothing. I can do nothing. Jesus gave me the right to the inheritance that God has prepared for me, and I am a co-heir with Christ. The message about carrying Jesus inside of yourself, like Mary, profoundly marked me. I have fully evaluated how to have Jesus inside of myself. Do as He does and act like Him. Function like Him, be in His image, have His nature and His character. I feel stronger and can say like Paul, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me," and I have the assurance that He who is in me is greater than he who is in the world. Well said, Patricia. You too can accomplish all things, my friend, because God is your strength.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.